Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Mills on Radio 1. It's Thursday already, how good is that? And looking pretty good for the weekend in a lot of the UK. It's going to be well hot, man.
27 degrees, they said on Greg's show earlier.
Yeah. Bangor's looking at about 20, 21, 22 degrees over most of the weekend. That's from another weather obsessive that is sat upstairs called Chloe, who does all, send us all a weather update every hour or so about Bangor in North Wales, where we're going tomorrow night. Amazing. Hope you're right this afternoon. We have got some more VIP tickets to the big weekend. This is your penultimate, which means second to last chance to win them. Coming up on this show, I'll tell you when to call. Don't call me now. You see it, everyone's ringing. Don't ring now. There's no point. I'll tell you when to ring. Also in this half hour, Professor Green and Veronica's. Becky had to leave early last night from the show. She was going to a comedy gig and didn't want to be late because if you're late, often the comedian picks on you. So, Becky, tell us now, were you late and were you picked on by the comedian?
No.
Hi. Okay, what happened?
I got there about 5 to 8.
Who did you see?
Daro Breen at the Hexagon in Reading. And he was very good. And I was looking at my watch at 8 o'clock and he was actually late by about 4 minutes.
Oh.
But I didn't have the guts to heckle him after
so
what we
actually,
said yesterday.
Could have actually stayed for the whole show, couldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I could have done.
Really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I couldn't have risked it. You said it was okay for me to go because it was quite a risky situation to be in.
Yeah, we talked to some people yesterday after 6 who have been like told by the audience to get out of the gig they were at. There was some girl who started heckling the band or one of the members of the band and the whole audience were like, out, out, out. And then another time, the actual manager got on the stage and said, we're not continuing the gig until you get out. And then everyone had to clap her out. Awful. Didn't want that happening to you. You didn't heckle, did you?
No.
Was he funny?
Yeah, he was. Although, I don't think I can laugh solidly for that amount of time again. I find it a bit tiring after a while. I prefer jokes when they come out of nowhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're just getting on with your day-to-day life and then someone says something funny, it's like, ha ha.
Okay, so why did you go to a comedy gig?
Well, I assumed maybe bits of it wouldn't be funny and you'd have time to relax between each joke.
All right. Would you like if it was a bit more light and shade?
Yeah.
Like a couple of jokes, but then a bit of tragedy thrown in.
I can't be doing it just laughing solidly for an hour and a half. It's just like, oh.
Too tiring for you.
Yeah.
Won't do comedy gigs again, will you?
Probably not. No. Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Okay, Thursday, which means Posh Radio 4 Lady is on after 4:30 with the stuff that you've been saying to us this week on Dear Scott on email and text. This is a real chance to voice your opinion and any questions you might have. Just send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk anytime. And on Thursdays, the Posh Radio 4 Lady will read them out. Like this one.
Scott, what kind of tish is this? Black Eyed Peas? The guy's just telling us he's a bee over and over again. Terrible song, get it off. Ian, the Iron, Pumping Iron in Tamworth.
Obviously not a fan of that new Black Eyed Peas track, but, you know, Ian, get it out there, that's what I'm saying. There is nothing worse, I have to admit, than when you are pumping iron and there's a man repeatedly telling you he's a bee again and again and again. I won't play it when you're in the gym, all right?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, let's do some Dear Scots then. The stuff that you've been saying to us this week, read out by a lady that is posh from Radio 4. Send me emails, please. Anything you want to say, anything you want to get off your chest, anything you want to know from me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. First one this week.
Hello. Here are some jokes for your Eurovision speech. I made them up myself.
Now, I am going to be doing the results from the UK on Eurovision this year, on the 29th, which is the final of the Eurovision Song Contest. So they are all in Oslo, and I get to sit in a box in London and announce the scores for the rest of Europe. I don't think there is a speech involved. I think there's a standard kind of thing you have to say. Don't they normally say something like, hello, Oslo. What a fantastic show you've had for us tonight. Here are the results from the UK telephone result. I think that's all you do, really. I don't think there's any jokes along the way. Oh, actually, no, there's always one wacky one, though, isn't there? There's always a guy in, like, a piano tie or something, normally from somewhere like Belarus, who tries to inject a bit of personality into the proceedings. And this year, that is going to be me. Uh-huh. Anyway, go ahead with the jokes.
What did the pirate magazine editor tell his new employer when he handed in his first piece of work?
Are these going to work with a horrendous satellite delay?
Arr, it's good, but it needs a hook. Get it? Because pirates sometimes have a hook instead of hands.
Oh, yeah, okay, good. Will they understand that in Bosnia? I don't know.
Here is the second one. What did the farmer do when someone fenced off a bit of his land?
I've no idea.
He took a fence.
I'm not sure the hosts in Oslo will be feeling this at all. Yes, and please can you just get on with your results? Okay.
Lots of love. Livio, smiley, XX.
Thanks, Livio. I might leave it up to the bloke in Belarus with the wacky tie again, if it's all the same to you. Next one, please.
Dear Scott, two things. One, Justin Bieber is from Canada, not America. Quit blaming him on us. Two, your American accent is awful. Could you work on it, please? I think you can do much better. Stacey, off of Las Vegas.
Gee, sure, Stacey. I will work on the American accent for you and all other American listeners. I'm not sure that I ever blamed Justin Bieber on anyone, did I? If I did, I'm sorry, and I'd like to now apologise to all of America. I know a lot of people listen to our podcast in America, so I'd now like to say sorry to the entire United States of America for blaming you for Justin Bieber, and I really hope it hasn't harmed our special relationship. Blame Canada. Next.
Dear Scott, after hearing your show the other day, I instantly fell in love with the Baseballs. Their music is genius and never fails to make me smile. I love them so much, I have created a Facebook group in the same mould as the Rage Against the Machine group off of Christmas. I want to get the Baseballs to number one in the UK charts. My group is called Let's Get the Baseballs to Number One. Please read my email out. I want lots of members, and I think your show can give me the exposure I need to achieve this goal. When I sent this email, a full 12 people had already joined. Please help. Thanks. You complete me. Help me live the dream. Sam, off of Telford.
All right, Sam, I'm not being funny, or rude, but I think the Rage Against the Machine Christmas thing was a one-off, because there are a lot of Facebook groups going, get this to number one, get that to number one, and they generally, apart from the Rage Against the Machine incident, they haven't really worked. There was one a while ago, Get Girls Aloud into the top 10, and that didn't happen. Oh, it's gone up. We've just looked on Facebook. Let's Get the Baseballs to Number One now has 25 members, so that's gone up a fair bit. That's brilliant. Maybe if I play a bit of Umbrella by the Baseballs, it will increase your membership somewhat. Here it is.
Never be a world apart, or maybe in magazines, but you'd still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there. With you, I always share. Because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. I told you I'll be here forever, that I'll always be your friend. Could never that was sticking out till the end.
Got your membership up a bit on your Facebook group.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Time for some Dear Scots. See what we think of this lot.
Dear Becky. Subject: Bridgewater Guy Fawkes Carnival Procession 2010.
Yes. Now, this has cheered me up.
This is where you're from, isn't it?
Yes. You won't know about this, but basically it's like a massive parade that happens through the town like every November and throughout the whole of Somerset. And it's basically big carnival floats, or what I'd call kind of like the bases of lorries with the sides taken off. People put loads of light bulbs all over them and then dance madly to like songs from the 80s and 90s. And it goes through the town and it lasts about 3 hours and you stand outside watching it getting really cold.
I think that's what they call a carnival, which does happen in a lot of towns and cities.
No, but this one's different because it's just loads of light bulbs. It's not like the Notting Hill Carnival where there's like processions.
No.
There's no one walking, it's just like people on floats.
Yeah, that happens where I'm from.
Does it?
Yeah. This is not exclusive to Bridgewater. Sorry to burst your bubble.
Well, they always talk about how...
There's one in Eastleigh every year.
Is there?
Well, there was.
What, where people dress up and stuff?
Yeah, I was on a float once.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dressed as a caveman.
I always just assume...
Yeah.
Did you choose to be a caveman or did someone make you a caveman?
It was just something we did for the Cubs. We all dressed as cavemen.
Oh, when you were little?
Yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
When you were, like, the Cub leader?
No, I was never Cub leader. Hello. I got out before the Scouts.
Did you?
I went to one Scouts meeting. I was like, do you know what? This is not for me. Cubs was fine.
Why? What did they make you do?
It's just a bit too... I don't know.
Is that when you had to try and get your hostess badge and you couldn't make a cup of tea properly?
I did fine at Cubs. I got a lot of badges.
In Beavers?
No. I was even a seconder at one point. Never good enough to be a sixer. But Scouts, really not. Too much physical exertion for me. Anyway, back to the Bridgewater Carnival.
I'm writing in the hope that you could consider becoming involved with this year's carnival on Friday, the 5th of November. Ever since 1605, the people of Bridgewater have been celebrating the failure of the gunpowder plot. And these celebrations have evolved throughout the years to an evening carnival procession in the town.
Was the gunpowder plot not in London?
Yeah.
Okay.
The celebration spread far and wide, obviously.
Right, so they're asking you to do it.
The reason for this letter is, ideally, we would like a well-known personality who has strong links to Bridgewater, like yourself, to take part in either the day's activities or the procession itself.
Is there really no one more famous from Bridgewater?
It's not being funny, like. It's quite a small place.
Who else is famous from there?
No one, really.
Well, there we are. That's why you've been asked, love.
Your appearance would raise the profile of our event and give visitors to the town the chance to meet a popular radio personality.
Would you
All
like
right.
to do this?
Don't laugh so much.
Would you like to do this?
Only if I get my own float. And I'd quite like to do a tableau.
What's that?
See? They don't have carnivals. A tableau is one where you stand on the float, like, really still. Just, like, pose.
Freeze.
Freeze for, like, 3 hours and you get really cold.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Many thanks. Dave, Publicity Officer, Bridgewater Carnival.
Now, I want to warn you off this.
Why?
Have you seen a film called The Wicker Man?
No.
It's an old film off the 70s.
There is a big Wicker Man just outside Bridgewater, like a big Wicker Man that just kind of points.
Has anyone ever set fire to it?
I don't know if it was done deliberately, but it did burn down,
right,
yes.
Stay well away from this carnival, please.
Why?
You need... Okay, watch The Wicker Man, like, tonight or over the weekend.
Has it got a carnival in it?
No. Michael Caine is in it. And then there's been a remake, a more recent one. The original from the 70s is really scary. I actually saw it quite recently. I think it could be a bit like that, where... is Bridgewater the kind of place where they would build a big Wicker Man and then set fire to it with you in it, do you think?
Oh, with me in it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
It sounds suspicious to me. I would advise you not to.
The one that doesn't speak has said that it contains my favourite actor, Edward Woodward.
Oh, it's not Michael Caine, it's Edward Woodward.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying that I shouldn't take part in it in case they tried to set fire to me?
Yeah, it sounds dodgy.
I thought it'd be brilliant.
Mm. Well, I'm just warning you. Next.
Hi, Scott and the team. Have you tried typing La Bamba into the iTunes store? It's so funny. You get about 20 different versions of the same song, and some are really weird. Try it. Love you, Lizzie in Marlborough.
Funny to say that, Lizzie. That's what I do of an evening. I type La Bamba into Google just to see what comes up.
I've only ever done it into Google and Yahoo. I've never done it into iTunes.
Yeah, no, it works on iTunes. It works everywhere, but listen to... You get some brilliant... So many different versions of La Bamba. As you can hear, here. Even the Mormon Tabernacle Choir have done one. And then there's the old favourite by the Rice University Marching Owl Band. Just type it in. I spend hours doing this. And then you've got your sandpipers. Surprising how so many different styles have evolved of La Bamba.
I think I prefer the more upbeat ones.
Check this one out.
Oye, pero qué ritmo, ¿no? Ya empezamos. Ay, qué ritmo.
It's well exotic.
Nos han dejado solas. Aprovechate. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Just some of the La Bambas you can find.
What were they singing about?
La Bamba in Spanish?
Oh, I don't know about that.
La Bamba is all in Spanish.
It is in Spanish, because he talks about being a poor fisherman and how no one wants to go out with him.
Do they?
Yeah. He says, yes, I am a fisherman at one point. The bit which everyone sings along to is basically going, yes, I am a fisherman. Yes, I am a fisherman. Come in my boat. Or whatever he sings. I don't know why he sings. I don't know. I only know the bit about the fisherman.
That's totally ruined the whole of La Bamba
for me
now.
I know. Once you find out how it's actually, what it actually translates
Bobbins.
To, it's rubbish. But it is a brilliant song.
Hello, I am a fisherman. Come in my boat.
Well, I don't know.
That's so crap.
I don't know if he offers a ride, but he definitely says about, yes, I'm only a fisherman.
Annoying. Anyway, try it tonight. It's hours of fun. More Dear Scots later. Anything you want to know? Anything you want to say? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
And now it's time for this.
Oh, Bessie Nakuro.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi.
Are you doing some home baking?
Yep.
What are you making?
Just some cupcakes.
Oh, I really want one.
And maybe a carrot cake later.
Ooh.
Mm. Who are you feeding this to?
My maths class at school.
Are you?
Yeah, we have a weekly cake eating session.
How many people are you doing that for?
Maybe 20-ish.
That's a big cake though, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Is it going well?
Okay.
Why? What's happened?
Not that great. I did crack a bit of egg into the mix. I tried to fish it out, but it just.
I think egg in the mix is fine.
No, eggshell.
Oh right, okay.
Oh,
good.
Don't worry about that. My cousin once put some plasticine in a trifle, and my auntie still served it up, so you'll be good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll avoid that.
I quite like the crunchiness of that.
Really?
Yeah. Like it adds to the kind of excitement of a cupcake.
Okay.
Okay, you ready to play today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Yep.
Well, let's do it.
Oh, Bessie Nakuro.
Went to see Marina in the Diamonds last night. Was excellent. Do you know, Rachel, who Marina's greatest influence is?
No.
In her music. Listen to Marina now. Now you've heard that, who do you think would be her biggest pop influence?
Madonna?
No, this lady.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
What a lady she is. It's Britney.
I hate that bit at the end.
She is a
so
massive...
Uncouth.
I know, she is. You can't stop her. She's a massive fan of Britney Spears. Well, early Britney Spears. We bonded over this a while ago when we were doing Moyles' show. She came in, and that's all we talked about. Now, I played Marina 3 bits of early Britney music. Now, some of them, not the best known songs by her either, but she is a big fan. Then I stopped the music, and Marina had to carry on singing the song with the right words. My question to you, as a fan of early Britney Spears music, out of 3, how many would Marina off the Diamonds carry on singing correctly, Rachel?
2 out of 3? Yeah.
Becky?
3.
You reckon she got all three? Well, They're not all that well known.
I know, but she did know some weird tracks, didn't she, when she came in, ones that even you didn't know.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Oh, Bessina Kuro.
Here's Marina trying to carry on singing the work of Britney Spears. Hi, Marina.
Hello.
I reckon you'll probably know all of these because they're all Britney Spears.
Okay.
You can do it in her style or just do it in a Marina style. It's up to you. But I bet you know the words.
I'll try and do it in her style.
I'd like that. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
So when it stops, just carry on singing. Let's see if you know the knowledge.
You tell me you're in love with me. That you can take your pretty eyes away from me.
Let's see if you're right.
You tell me you're in love with me.
Please be right.
Please.
That you can take your pretty eyes away from me.
Bam! Got it.
Oh, hooray.
Let's go a little bit more obscure now.
Okay.
No one knows this one apart from me.
Dear diary,
I met a boy today. I met a boy today.
Let's see if you're right.
Dear diary, today I saw a boy.
Similar. Okay.
Oh, this is genius.
One more in the style of Britney, if you could.
Okay.
Here we go.
I've been doing it in the style already.
Oh, have you? Hello.
That's just my real singing voice.
Right, here we are. Yes.
This is a story about a girl named Lucky.
Morning, she wakes up, knock, knock, knock at her door. It's time for makeup, perfect smile. It's who
it's you they're all waiting for.
Oh, we're waiting for.
Let's find out.
Early morning, she wakes up, knock, knock, knock.
Door.
On the door, but still good.
I did get it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Perfect smile. It's you it all waiting for.
Do you know the next bit?
Isn't she lovely? Hollywood girl. And they say she's so lucky. She's a star. But she cries in her lonely heart, thinking, is there something missing in my life? Why do these tears run at night?
Amazing knowledge still, you see. It just stays in your head, doesn't it?
You know what? It's a scar on my heart.
It never leaves. I'm sorry for bringing this up again.
Oh, it's all right. Actually, could play it all day, but gotta go.
Bye. Good knowledge, Marina. And good news for you, Rachel. She got 2 out of 3.
Yay!
Gaten.
Oh! Bessina Kuro.
Next, it's time for a game of real Facebook group or not. I love this part. So, are these actually Facebook groups or have we made them up? Simple as that. There's so many random Facebook groups. Here's a selection. Tell me real or not real. Is this a real one? I will go out of my way to step on a leaf that looks particularly crunchy. Rachel.
Real.
Becky.
Fake.
Rachel gets the point, that's real.
Who doesn't do that?
It's got a lot of members, actually.
I've never thought about it.
Over 2,000 people. Okay. 2 million people. Okay, sorry, 2 million people. Next one. I hate pretending I like a present when I actually hate it. Becky.
I think that's real.
Rachel?
Yeah, real as well.
Both correct. It's real with 282,558 members. I prefer clean sheets over breakfast in bed. Thank you. Rachel?
Not real.
Yeah, I think it's real. People who in hotels, you get manky linen.
Rachel was correct. It's not real. The likelihood of me getting round to watch all of the programmes I've recorded on Sky Plus are very, very low.
Real.
Rachel?
Not real.
We made it up again. Oh. Good one, Rachel.
That's a good group, though, because whoever's going to watch all their stuff?
Start it.
Box?
Start it up. It's not been done. Can this sausage roll get more fans than Cheryl Cole?
I think this is real. A real one.
You yeah. think that's real?
I think it's been in the paper, hasn't it?
Rachel, are you saying real as well?
Yeah, I think so.
You're both correct. It is real. Actual Cheryl is still just ahead. at the moment, the sausage is on, 1,145,000-ish. Cheryl's just a couple of thousand ahead of that. So well done to her. And that was real Facebook group or not. Rachel swooped in and did well there. Good one, Rachel.
Wow.
And now, it's one of our favourite games. Yes, he's back.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your boy, Ayaz.
It's everyone's favourite person to play I Spy with, Ayaz. Okay, you ready, Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, Becky?
Yes.
Oh.
Yo, what's up, Rachel?
Hi, Ayaz.
Just saying hello. Okay, so Ayaz is going to spy stuff. Are you ready, Ayaz?
Sure thing, Scott.
Give me what you got.
Ayaz spies with Ayaz's little eye, something beginning with the letter K.
Rachel, have a guess.
Kangaroo.
Okay, where? Okay, fine. Where? Nope.
Well, yesterday it was a voo-voo horn, and we'd never heard of that.
Okay, fair point.
Cake.
That's with a K. K.
K. Cake.
Cake is C.
Karate.
Something
beginning with K. Karate chop man.
Getting warmer.
Rachel?
Kumquat?
Nearly.
Kiwi fruit.
What?
Oh, well, kumquat was warmer, so I thought kiwi fruit would be the next one.
Nah.
Rachel?
Key?
Nope.
Keyboard?
Nah, nah, nah.
No, Rachel?
I can't think of any more again.
Knitted cardigan.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Any more, Rachel?
Knotted handkerchief. I'm just going to keep guessing.
Nine.
Kate, who works upstairs.
Really close.
Katie, who works upstairs.
What?
Right, shall we just, shall we quit this and I'll tell you what Ayaz was spying?
He has such weird ones sometimes.
Yeah. Here is what Ayaz was spying that began with K.
And the answer was, Ayaz spies with Ayaz's little eye, Kelly Rowland.
That's right. He was spying Kelly Rowland with his little eye.
Where is Kelly Rowland?
Here she is.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly Rowland.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, how are you?
Good to see you.
Yeah, see, Rachel.
Actual Kelly Rowland.
You see?
I feel really bad now that I didn't guess Kelly Rowland, but something...
How did you not get that one?
I begin with the letter K.
Yeah, how could you not get that? Rachel, what are you doing? Seriously.
Sorry.
But the good news is you have won today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Yay!
Yay, despite the lack of knowing that Kelly Rowland was here, which was a bit of a hard one, really.
Sorry. Neither did I, and I'm in the building, so...
Yeah. Okay, so we'll speak to you on Monday.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, it's all right with you.
It's all right with me.
Good.
Say hi to Kelly while you're at it.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
See you later, then.
Bye.
Love you, bye. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you just popping in on the way to Bangor?
I'm popping in, definitely, yes.
Are you just asking for directions, basically, aren't you?
Yes, completely. I'm totally lost.
Do you have a sat-nav?
No.
You don't.
I need one. Okay. That's why I'm here.
Okay. If you just, like, we're in London now. Mm-hmm. So if you just go up and mm-hmm. turn left, and that'll get you there. About 4 hours, though.
Okay.
Turn left after 4 hours.
I will left after 4 hours. Oh, my God. Where the heck am I going to be?
Are you looking forward to the weekend?
Oh, my God. So much. I'm so excited. And not only that, but I think that one of the great things about One Big Weekend is the fact that it is so much energy. Everybody's all ready to party and, you know, listen to the music and have a good time. And that's what it's all about.
Because obviously you've been before.
Yes.
With Destiny's Child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Well, do you remember where that was? I can't remember now.
No.
It was a while ago.
It was such a while ago. Definitely a while ago.
And do you know what? Since then, it's got so much bigger as well. It is incredible.
I believe it. And this year, I'm actually performing my brand new single, Commander. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Definitely produced by David Guetta, written by Rico Love. And it's gotten such great feedback so far. I'm so happy.
Okay. Well, listen, what we'll do is we'll play a tune, if that's all right. Are you okay to hang around for a bit?
Yes, of course.
What I can do is write out the directions for you if you
okay,
want.
Okay, that'll be good.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Oops, silly me. It was Destiny's Child in Swansea. Sorry for forgetting that, everybody. It was a while back now. That was Jason Derulo and Riding Solo. Kelly Rowland's popped in on the way to North Wales to Bangor for the big weekend where she's going to be performing
Bangor.
A brand new single. Say
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. Bangor.
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 That's it. That's it. Now all you need is the directions.
I guess. You still didn't give me directions.
I will.
What happened to the love? You just want me to just be wandering and lost.
That would be funny, though.
No!
It would.
No.
Kelly Rowland pulls up on some estate. Hello. I'm really lost, sorry. Now, is it right to hang around after six? Because we're going to get some questions from people for you.
Yes.
If you've got a question for Kelly, text 81199. And people think it's like I'm just playing clips of Kelly Rowland. How can we prove that she's lying?
No, no, it's really me. I don't know what to say, but it's really... I'm talking over you, though.
Yeah, you're talking over
me. Yes, I can't talk over you. But if we were alive and I
exactly,
could talk over
so that wouldn't happen
exactly.
If we were just clips, would it?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think we did that.
Podcast.
Hi again, Kelly Rowland.
Hi again, darling.
How are you?
I'm good.
You just...
Put your black shirt on.
It what?
I just peeped your shirt.
You like it?
I love it. I love the colours.
Thank
you. It goes from purple into blue, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. You can see that even with your sunglasses on. I like
totally,
that.
Dude.
So you're one of those people as well that I am so jealous of because you can wear sunglasses and get away with it pretty much everywhere.
You can wear sunglasses too.
Can I?
Yes. Wear your sunglasses. Put them on. Everybody in the studio should put on glasses. Oh, those are fly. Let me see those.
Okay.
Okay. You mind?
No, that's fine. No, go for it.
Look at my eyes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they look better on you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think stick with your ones, though, Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
How rude.
Well, I'm just being honest. I can't have a with
females
dodgy shades.
Females to be honest with each other.
Yeah.
These are better.
Yeah, much
we were just
nice.
Talking about this
yours are fresh.
A couple of weeks ago because there's a girl called Gemma who works upstairs in our office. And,
yes, I met her.
You met Gemma?
She has short hair. It's blonde.
No.
Oh, that's another Gemma.
That's another
okay.
one. Sorry, there's more than one.
Cool.
And she...
Gemma one.
Because of the volcanic ash cloud, she ordered some new glasses because she needed proper, you know, seeing glasses to be able to see.
Got
and
it.
She could only get sunglasses in prescription, so she had to wear these all over the place. She had to go to gigs wearing them. She had to sit in the live lounge wearing
no.
them. Embarrassing. Yeah. But you can rock that look, and it's I love that. Do you go to like
you.
Shops with them on?
Yes.
Where do you not go with them on?
My mama's house.
Is that it?
Because she doesn't allow glasses in the house. I need to see your eyes, she would say.
Really?
So I have to take glasses off when I go inside my mom's house.
But everywhere else is fine.
Everywhere else is fine.
I love that. So, big weekend.
Yes!
Coming up this weekend in Bangor, you're going to be on Saturday.
Yes.
On the One Extra stage, the BBC Radio One Extra stage with Westwood.
Yes.
Woo. Good luck with that.
He is a ball full of energy.
Yeah, he really is.
Balls full of energy.
Yeah, yeah. That's Westwood. So you're going to be there doing your new single.
Yes.
Some people were a bit concerned that you said when we were talking before that you'll be performing your new single, Commando.
Yeah. No, Commander. E-R.
That's it, an E-R. So some people nearly crashed their cars.
No.
Oh, my God. She's going to be doing it. Commando.
No, that is not the case.
Okay, good. Sunglasses and pants, good.
I'm sure the BBC would be very pleased if I were to wear pants.
Have you noticed there's a lot of noise coming from next door again?
Is it?
Yeah, this happens quite a lot. They like play their music really loud next door.
Oh.
Do you think we'd be able to go to them? Kelly, because you're like mega famous, would you be able to just go in there and tell them to turn it down a bit?
Of course.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Just ask for it, like, because I'm too scared of them.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're making the guests tell them to turn it down.
Would that be okay?
Do you want me to do it like if you just take
those
mean way?
No, just say hi. Maybe say hi. I'm Kelly Rowland. Could you just turn it down a bit? That would really help because they will because it's you. It's not working.
Oh, they have turned it down a bit.
Yeah, they have. Thank you. So, I'm sorry to get you to do that. It's just that it would have more effect.
Like, hey, you coming to talk to us? No, turn it down just for a second. Sorry. I'll be over
in a second. Just turn it down.
Oh, no. Now you've got to go in there and do another interview.
Oh, it's all right.
One of our listeners wants to apologise because he met you in New York and he made a bit of a fool of himself. He kissed your hand even before being introduced to you. He was just nervous.
It's okay. I like my hand.
So the first thing he did was like, oh, sorry, we're not even been introduced yet. Sorry, hi.
It's okay.
Do people do weird things when they meet you? Do they don't know what to say sometimes?
Yes.
What happens?
Well, it was so funny. I was getting my nails done inside of this really cute salon or whatever in New York, and I remember jumping out of the cab because I love cabs in New York, and I love cabs here. So I took a cab. It dropped me off on the other side of the road, and I walked over to Frederick Fekai, the place where I was getting my nails done, and the guy actually followed me over there, and he lost me for a second, but then went to every floor at the store where Frederick Fekai is in, and it's like six floors, and he finally found me, and I was getting my nails done, and there I am, like, with my feet out, and I don't like my feet personally, and I'm getting my nails done, so I look crazy. I look like this crazed, you know, diva, you know, whatever. And he's like, I'm sorry, I just want an autograph. And here I am like this, like, I don't know what to tell you. I said, you know, he was really sweet, but that was the weirdest thing. I've never been followed like that. That was weird.
I met Janet Jackson one time and I was really nervous, and the only thing I could say was, so do you like London? That was my opening gambit to Janet Jackson. Out of all the things I could have said, Janet flipping Jackson, that was the only thing that could string to mind.
If it makes you feel better, I've seen her on maybe two or three occasions, and I kid you not, I never know what to say. I always say gibberish.
Do you say, do you like London?
No, I don't. I actually jumble all my words together. I'm like, you look
same.
Pretty. Hi, bye. Yeah. Because it lasts that quick. I'm like, oh, you're so... I just embarrassed myself, you know? She's such a legend, and when you do meet her and you are calm and you know what to say, she's a very sweet woman.
Yeah, she seemed nice.
She's very sweet.
Have you ever had... Do you have that with many people where you just don't... You just go, I don't know what to say?
Just with her and Whitney Houston.
Okay.
I just won't even open my mouth with Whitney Houston.
But she probably went back as well, so it's all good.
No, She had so much to say. She had so much to say, and she was very nice. Look at you causing trouble over there.
I can't believe it.
Stop it.
Sorry.
Troublemaker.
There is there's one question that everyone is asking. I want to get it out of the way because it's the most popular question on our text. Are you ever getting back together?
Oh my God. Guys, I just put out a single.
Yeah. We're going to play that
Commander.
In a minute. Yeah.
That's my focus above anything right now is this new record. And I can't wait till everybody hears the rest of this new album. Then they'll see why right now is this the time for Kelly. And I'm happy in that space.
Such a good answer. Really good. Are you going to be working with David Guetta more and more?
David did the first single. He and I are supposed to go back into the studio to do some more things for the record. And yeah, I love me some David.
Okay.
Love David.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Woo! Kelly Rowland and Commander on Radio 1.
Yes.
Commander.
Commander. Mm-hmm. E-R. Not an O after that D.
She's mortified by that. I'm telling you.
I am.
It's called Commander.
I will definitely pronounce it much better the next time.
So you'll be doing that track at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Yes, I will.
On the BBC Radio 1 Extra stage.
Yes, I will.
Excellent. I've remembered another time when you were on a Big Weekend with Nelly.
Yes! That was so much fun.
That was
great. You
know,
that was the first time that we actually performed that song in the UK. Like, outside of the States, period.
Wow.
And people just flipped out. And I was so happy I could share that moment with you guys.
Yeah, because just walked on and nobody was expecting it. It was like, whoa.
Exactly.
It was incredible.
That's how we do it.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine that tune We do this thing on Friday night called Floor Fillers. Mm-hmm. I can imagine that fitting right in.
Perfect!
Lots of party tunes for the weekend every Friday night.
Perfect. That's what I want.
That's what's going to happen.
Thank you very much.
You know the sat-nav thing? You want to get to Bangor?
Bangor.
Bangor. We did an interview with Usher a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know, but we were getting him to do the answers so that we could turn it into a sat nav.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some clips here. This might help you to get to North Wales.
Oh boy.
What's up? How you doing?
We've got those. And then we've got this.
U-turn.
So I just asked him, you know, what was his song back in 2000 and whatever.
He didn't guess at all, and we just got a whole load of phrases so that we can make our own sat nav and make loads of money.
He didn't know. He doesn't know that we've marketed this now. It's in cars all over the UK. No, it's
is
not really.
Is he here?
No. We're just making loads of money out of it.
So we've got a...
Turn right. Turn left 50 yards. Go ahead, of course, go ahead. Turn around. You turn.
We did it with Kiefer Sutherland as well. Didn't have a clue.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait. He's going to be here, is he not? He's going to be here this weekend. Is he going to be here this weekend? Okay, I guess he's not going to be here this weekend.
Oh God, don't start rumours like that.
I just thought he was. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think that was a big surprise. No, I don't know.
You tell us.
Don't do that. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know.
You tell us, Kelly. What do you know?
I just know that I'll be performing this weekend. I'm going to have a really good time. I want you guys to come out and have a good time with me.
Oh, yeah. No. Watch the. It's all going to go mad now.
Yeah. As long as he doesn't find out about our sat nav, it's fine.
Yeah. If he does make an appearance in the UK anywhere this weekend, just don't tell him about the sat nav. Everybody, okay?
I'm going to direct him right here.
Okay, good. So yes, we'll see you on Saturday. That's the day you're appearing at Big Weekend.
Yes.
Please don't tell Usher about the sat nav. You speak to him, do you? Sometimes.
I won't tell him.
Okay,
I promise.
Thanks. Promise.
I promise.
Okay, because it's all unofficial.
Promise.
Not until at least we've sold five.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you guys for having me.
It's always good fun to see you.
You as well.
And we'll see you on Saturday at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Definitely.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Let's do some Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 with the stuff you've been saying.
Hi everyone. I just wanted to ask, why does the Becky off of the Scott Mills Show Appreciation Society on Facebook only have 93 members?
Embarrass more.
I'm surprised there's even one on there.
I love you, Becky. You are my favourite. Prefer you to Scott. Winking smiley. It should be the Becky Show with Scott. Actual love for you, Becky. You complete me. Steve.
Okay, Steve. Well, I think you'll find it's my name above them doors. But thanks for your input.
I can't believe that it's got 93 members.
Yeah, stop playing it down. Oh, I can't believe it's got 93 members.
No, I can't believe it.
I'll have more
my
now.
My mum, my cousins, my dad. Oh, no, that's a very unflattering picture on there. Whoever the admin is needs to sort that out.
I know you're from Somerset, Becky, but how big is your family? 93 members?
Quite big. Oh no, I've actually got. Oh, I've got 1,134 people liking it now since that.
Since we just mentioned it.
Yeah.
Feel the power. Next!
Dear Scott and Cheesehead, aka Becky. After a couple of weeks listening to you talk about the best, worst films you want to see, I decided to recommend some others. How about Zombieak, about zombie chickens, which also involves cheese?
That sounds incredible, and something that might be on the Sci-Fi Channel or something similar.
Or, oh Dad, poor Dad, Mama's hung you in the closet and I'm feeling so sad. About a woman who kills her husband, stuffs him and carries him around with her.
God, how can we get to see these? They sound brilliant.
This one's good as well. The Secret Lives of Dentists, about professional dentists that compete to see who can fit the most instruments into a patient's mouth at once.
That's amazing.
You want to see that, don't you, Cheesehead?
You know what? I think these films are on those channels. You know when you're flicking around for something to watch? I think they're on the channels that you never quite get to. You know, the really high ones. Like, once you go past the news ones, you're kind of like, oh, can't be bothered to go anymore. You don't have the same box as me, do you? Because after my news ones, there's like loads of... I've got Freesat, and then there's loads of like movies for men and like movies for women and like...
And mine are like...
Really strange film ones.
My high ones are like Red Hot something or other.
Oh, no, I don't get any of them because you have to pay for them. I only get free view ones.
No, I don't watch them. I'm aware that they're there.
You said your top ones are Red Hot Men.
No, the high ones.
Oh,
the ones in the high numbers.
Top ones, as in your favourites.
But this is my personal favourite.
Okay.
Ginger Dead Man 2, Passion of the Crust, about a murderous gingerbread man. I also recommend Cats Eat Parakeets and Daddy's Dying, Who's Got the Will? Also, just wondering, are you related to Stephen Mulhern? Love you, Emily off of... Oh, I don't know.
What are you on about?
I see it, actually. What?
That I'm related to Mulhern?
Yeah, why are you offended by that? You're both good-looking men in your late 20s.
Thank you.
So you don't mind being related to him now I've said that, do you?
What, the good-looking bit? No, I'm fine with that. Thanks for the film recommendations. I have heard that they have done Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus 2, and I've also heard that the makers of it are trying to sell it at the Cannes Film Festival right now. Just a little rumour that I heard. Do you think anyone's going to buy that?
Maybe it's a straight-to-DVD.
Could be. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. I, like many people I know, enjoy eating meat-flavoured crisps. However, am I the only one that suffers from having meaty-flavoured breath for the rest of the day after eating them?
Yeah. The thing is with meaty crisps is they tread a fine line, don't they?
Mm. You have to be careful with your choice.
Some of them are lush, like the ham and mustard ones, and then other of them are a bit gross. The rib ones vary so much in quality, I find.
If so, is there a support group I could join for those victim to this horror? And do you have any advice for those suffering from this? I only ask because I now have a stockpile of meaty crisps piling up from multi-packs, but I'm too scared to eat them and don't want them to go to waste. Alternatively, is there any alternative use for these excess crisps? Love you. You complete me. Simon, off of High Wycombe.
I would say if you're worried about it, just go for all of them in one big go and don't buy them ever again. What do you think? Just have a massive binge on meat crisps.
A multi-pack is quite a lot of crisp eating.
But if he's only got you only get two meaty ones in a multi-pack, yeah, don't you?
True.
So he's probably only got about 8 bags.
Yeah,
just you could do in a sitting.
Finish them all off in one sitting.
Or maybe crush them and put them on top of some sort of pasta bake. Maybe you crush crisps and put them on top of pasta bake.
No.
Yes.
No one does that.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Like on top of tuna pasta bake. Everyone puts crisps on.
Where you're from, maybe.
No, that is quite common. One that doesn't speak. Have you ever put a crisp on a pasta bake?
This is the same... You're from the same town where they make wicker effigies and burn you.
The one that doesn't speak is saying, now I'm NFB, which is normal for Bridgewater. It's not.
NFB.
People up and down the country are putting crisps on pasta bake as we speak.
Okay, they're not, though.
They are, Scott, though.
Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. You know all the cheesy films you came across, like Shark Attack 3, The Megalodon, Piranha, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus, etc.? Well, Scott, I found a new one called Slugs. Here is a direct link to the trailer with a dramatic voice. Hope it makes you laugh. From 13-year-old Billy off of Wigan. P.S. You complete me. P.P.S. Oi, oi, sabaloi.
Billy, always up for a film recommendation, you know that. Here is the trailer for Slugs.
It all began in a peaceful community, a place that had never known evil until now. But 20 years ago, in the stillness beneath these waters, something happened. And now, its deadly spawn has been released. Coming up from the depths, out into the light. Slugs. First, they got into the water system. Now they'll get into your system.
This sounds exactly like our trailer for Snakes While You Strain with David Hasselhoff. Exactly the same. They're getting into the water system. Same.
My God!
They ooze.
There's something down there that's killing people.
They slime.
We got a new dead body showing up every 10 minutes.
They kill.
Do they, though? They're a slug.
They're big ones.
Still slugs.
Don't fancy it, then?
Not really. Thanks anyway, Billy. Next.
Dear Scott, oi oi savaloi, PR4L, and the one who spoke once. I recently had my 10-hour GCSE art exam. As I charged my iPod the night before, I was delighted to find that I had over 8 hours of your podcasts. You kept me more than amused for 8 and a bit hours. And despite making me look like an idiot when I burst out laughing every so often, I loved having you and the team right by my side, winking smiley.
Aww.
If I get an A or an A star, you're to thank, smiley. Lots of love, Soph, XX. P.S. You complete me.
I also feel that Soph is going to blame us if it goes wrong.
I can't believe they have a 10-hour art exam. That's mad.
Harsh. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky and the one that doesn't speak. Scott, please, 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 will you wish me good luck? I have my first exam on Friday and I'm terrified. I'm not the best at biology and I think that maybe your voice will calm me enough to stop me panicking so I can actually revise. You and Becky make me laugh so much. You're almost as funny as Russell Howard, but not quite. Sorry. Love you, Ashley.
I'm happy with that. Almost as funny as Russell Howard. I'm very happy with that. Here's Wing with some inspiring words.
There's a hero.
Good luck for exams, everyone.
If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer. If you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away.
Right, good luck, exam people. I need to stop the music now because I've just heard something ridiculous.
It's true.
What?
A lot of people on the text are saying about me saying that crisps is a good thing to put on top of pasta bake.
Which it isn't.
Apparently, you know Richard and Judy off telly? Apparently, Richard wooed Judy with a crispy pasta bake.
I'm not
having that. And that's how that beautiful thing started.
No, their relationship was not formed on some crisps on top of pasta.
It is.
No way.
Fact.
I'm not having that.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.